WeCycle is one of three bike-sharing programs in Colorado, and organizers say it's the first of its kind in a rural U.S. community. On Friday, Governor Hickenlooper praised the program during the state's first-ever Colorado Bike Share Day.
But when we did the Democratic Convention in Denver in 2008, we did the first bike sharing, which is now up to 1,000 bikes. I think you guys now have about 100 bikes, right? Which still, what was it, 11? How many rides did you have last year? 10,000 rides. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
After a quick speech, Hickenlooper hopped on one of the system's gray cruiser bikes for a test drive through downtown. He was joined by Aspen's mayor and several local cyclists. WeCycle is a seasonal program that started last year. It has seen quick growth with more than 11,000 rides so far this summer. That's more than all of the rides counted in 2013 in half the time.
We have tremendous ridership on a daily basis.
Myrta Mallory is WeCycle's co-founder.
And what's really exciting is over 50% of our rides are being made by our season pass holders. So those who are using the bikes on a daily basis, integrating into their routine of getting to work, going to the store, getting groceries, running errands, going to meet friends.
Unlike a bike shop where you can rent all day, WeCycle bikes are limited to 30-minute rides. When you're done, you park the bike at one of 14 stations around town. The idea is to provide quick point-to-point trips for people like commuters. Mallory says the number of people riding a bus to Aspen, then jumping on a WeCycle, is growing.
We see on a daily basis people getting off of the bus at Pepke Park and going right over to the Pepke Park bike share station and taking a WeCycle to where their final destination is. So biking is really serving that last mile of the commuting experience.
It's estimated the program has removed 32,000 pounds of carbon emissions by keeping cars off the road. Mallory says a 2013 survey of season pass holders revealed 42% of WeCycle trips replaced car trips.
Of note is that our season pass holders have described themselves as replacing car trips with bike trips.
Still, many of these programs have run into problems. According to the Wall Street Journal, out of the 36 programs in big U.S. cities, more than half have dealt with technical snafus or trouble with funding. And while bike sharing is increasingly plentiful in urban areas, it's difficult to find such programs in small towns. But that may be changing. By the end of this year, 37,000 publicly shared bicycles are expected to roll onto streets around the U.S., according to the Earth Policy Institute. Some of those will be in small towns. Mallory says she's been taking inquiries.
There have been a lot of eyes on Aspen. Can bike share succeed in a small community? And without a doubt, yes. Here we are in our second season, thriving with doubled ridership, increased usage, familiarity. And as a result, we have more communities contacting us and saying, how does it work? What are your lessons learned? What are the best practices? And what can we do to implement a program in our own towns?
In the years to come, WeCycle is planning to expand with more stations and bikes around town. For now, the system will continue to operate until the beginning of November, when locals typically trade in their bikes for skis. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.